Text 1. A lecture on immigration. First reading. I am the voice you will hear. I am the lecturer. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's lecture. The topic for today is immigration. We tend to think of governments as wanting to reduce immigration into their countries. But around the world, there are many countries in which governments are hoping to increase immigration. There are two key reasons for this. First of all, many countries do not have enough people with the right skills to do all the jobs which are available in that country. In other words, they are experiencing skills shortages and do not have enough people with the kinds of skills that industries require to create a successful economy. The second reason for governments wanting to increase immigration is that there are not enough young people compared to the number of old people in the country. This causes a problem because, on the whole, older people tend to be less healthy than younger people and so unable to work and contribute towards the economy. So how are immigrants selected to come to Australia? There are two main ways that governments usually select immigrants. The first is to give the responsibility to the employers in the country. In other words, employers will select the people who they want for their workplaces and then organise for those people to get work permits and residency visas. They might advertise in international media or ask for recommendations from their current employees or even use recruiting companies. Of course, some of the applicants for immigration might already be in the country on tourist visas or work visas. The second way of selecting immigrants is for governments to do it themselves. The government simply makes a list of the characteristics that they require in the workers they want to hire. Each characteristic has a number of points attached to it, and the immigrant needs to reach the recommended number of points to be successful in getting accepted into the country. The list of characteristics usually includes ideal age, knowledge of the country's main language, level of education and work skills. Other categories of immigration include people who the government has to accept because of international laws on human rights. For example, the Australian government must accept the husband or wife of a permanent resident, as well as a permanent resident's children, if they are still less than 18 years old. It also has to accept people who are escaping persecution in their own countries because of repressive governments or people who are escaping wars. In other words, people who can prove they are political refugees. In order to manage the amounts of immigration into a country, governments usually set targets or numbers of people that they will accept. If the numbers start to increase above the target, then the entry criteria are made stricter. If the numbers start to fall below the desired level, then the entry criteria can be relaxed. There are, however, some problems with many immigration systems. One problem is fairness. The processes for setting immigration targets are not transparent, so it is difficult to find out why governments have set the numbers that they have, why they have chosen that particular number of people to enter the country. Secondly, there may be immigration delays, which can lead to illegal immigration. For example, visitors already in the country may overstay their visas. Furthermore, people in desperate situations will do anything to escape the terrible situations that they are in and gain access to a safe environment rather than having to wait for a long time. Unfortunately, there are also people who are willing to take advantage of this situation to make money. In summary, immigration is a complex issue that depends on a number of factors. But most governments agree that immigration should be seen as a valuable tool. Text 1, Second Reading. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's lecture. The topic for today is immigration. We tend to think of governments as wanting to reduce immigration into their countries, but around the world there are many countries in which governments are hoping to increase immigration. There are two key reasons for this. First of all, many countries do not have enough people with the right skills to do all the jobs which are available in that country. In other words, they are experiencing skills shortages and do not have enough people with the kinds of skills that industries require to create a successful economy. The second reason for governments wanting to increase immigration is that there are not enough young people compared to the number of old people in the country. This causes a problem because, on the whole, older people tend to be less healthy than younger people, and so unable to work and contribute towards the economy. So how are immigrants selected to come to Australia? There are two main ways that governments usually select immigrants. The first is to give the responsibility to the employers in the country. In other words, employers will select the people who they want for their workplaces and then organise for those people to get work permits and residency visas. They might advertise in international media or ask for recommendations from their current employees or even use recruiting companies. Of course, some of the applicants for immigration might already be in the country on tourist visas or work visas. The second way of selecting immigrants is for governments to do it themselves. The government simply makes a list of the characteristics that they require in the workers they want to hire. Each characteristic has a number of points attached to it, and the immigrant needs to reach the recommended number of points to be successful in getting accepted into the country. The list of characteristics usually includes ideal age, knowledge of the country's main language, level of education, and work skills. Other categories of immigration include people who the government has to accept because of international laws on human rights. For example, the Australian government must accept the husband or wife of a permanent resident, as well as a permanent resident's children, if they are still less than 18 years old. It also has to accept people who are escaping persecution in their own countries because of repressive governments or people who are escaping wars. In other words, people who can prove they are political refugees. In order to manage the amounts of immigration into a country, Governments usually set targets or numbers of people that they will accept. If the numbers start to increase above the target, then the entry criteria are made stricter. If the numbers start to fall below the desired level, then the entry criteria can be relaxed. There are, however, some problems with many immigration systems. One problem is fairness. The processes for setting immigration targets are not transparent, so it is difficult to find out why governments have set the numbers that they have, why they have chosen that particular number of people to enter the country. Secondly, there may be immigration delays, which can lead to illegal immigration. For example, visitors already in the country may overstay their visas. Furthermore, people in desperate situations will do anything to escape the terrible situations that they are in and gain access to a safe environment rather than having to wait for a long time. Unfortunately, there are also people who are willing to take advantage of this situation to make money. In summary, immigration is a complex issue that depends on a number of factors, but most governments agree that immigration should be seen as a valuable tool. Now answer the questions for text 1. Text 2 will begin in 2 minutes. Use this time to read the questions for Text 2.